This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Miranda get revenge on her man Cody, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Miranda.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. Is it Miranda or Miranda?
It's Miranda.
Okay, Miranda.
Okay.
How can we help you this morning?
Well, I've been living with Cody for 4 years, and I love him. He is such a great guy, amazing heart, but honestly, not the brightest man in the world.
Okay.
And that's okay, right? I don't mind. It's not a big deal, but because of that, his friends are kind of similar, you know, not the sharpest tool.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, kind of them. But here's the problem. It's like one of them. But Cody always goes out of his way for his friends, which I totally know. And this one guy, his name is Jay, he just takes advantage of Cody.
Okay.
It's been an issue. So the other day, I got home from work, and Cody's hanging out at our place with Jay. No big deal. But then the night goes on, and it gets later and later, and Jay isn't leaving. And I'm like, you know, dropping the hints that I have to work early the next morning, and Jay's just sitting there. So at some point, I finally pulled Cody aside and was like, dude, you got to get him to go. And then Cody tells me that Jay basically had asked if he could stay with us for a while because he had a falling out with his girlfriend, and Cody said yes without even asking me.
Jeez, this is the worst month ever.
And I don't want to sound like a total B or anything, but, like, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not okay with this. Jay is absolutely disgusting. Like, disgusting. He doesn't clean up after himself. He leaves trash everywhere. It's so gross. So then my mom stopped by for a visit. Now, meanwhile, Jay is sitting on our couch, like, farting shamelessly in front of my mom.
God.
In front of your mom?
In front of my mom, and that is not the worst thing.
What?
Basically, then, Jay starts hitting on my mom.
Wait.
Yeah.
You said hitting on your mother?
Or hitting your mother?
That would have almost been better. No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What?
That bad.
My mom's still married to my dad. Like,
jeez.
And, like...
How hot is your mom, by the way? My goodness.
Joey,
what the hell?
That is not what we're talking about.
Older the berry, the sweeter the juice, baby.
Stop.
She's very, very good looking still. I'm not saying that.
Hello.
But, like, she's also extremely conservative. And
well, even conservative mom, sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle, baby.
Oh, can you not? This is not about your mother right now. This is about you. So continue your story, girl.
It was really honestly embarrassing. And then, of course, because my mom is so conservative, she feels so uncomfortable. And then she starts questioning all my life choices. And she thinks I'm in some sort of, like, open relationship with Cody. And, like, I'm not a swinger. And
oh, my gosh. Nothing wrong with it. Just not you.
She's, like, super grossed out by my choices, and I didn't, that's even, like, not something I did, and oh my God, I don't even, I just need revenge.
Yeah, your man's a hot mess, and he put you in quite a situation.
Right?
She wants validation, right? Right, Gina?
Yes, right.
Come on.
So yeah. No, all jokes aside, that is disrespectful. Not only is he disrespecting you, but maybe he should have approached you. Can I crash in your couch for a few days or whatever? But hitting on your mom and she's still married with your dad?
Hell no.
You got a hot mom, boy. Okay.
That's not the point. She's got a man that she needs to get revenge on.
She got IG?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. How many seconds are we going to give Miranda?
97.
Ooh. 97 seconds to get your man and coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio. Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah. That's why I called you guys.
Perfect. You've heard this part of our show. He embarrassed you in front of mama, so we're going to embarrass him in front of millions of our listeners.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right. Up next, calling Cody to get him back. It's a Cupcake Call with your Morning Mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum. Pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Do you want to do that Cupcake Call? Do you?
Okay, we're back. back with a cupcake call. The mess. We spoke to Miranda moments ago, and she's telling us about she's been dating this guy for about 4 years now named Cody. Well, Cody has a friend named Jay, and Jay all of a sudden became a house guest without asking Miranda if he could really crash at their house. Isn't that right, Miranda?
Mm-hmm.
She's still mad.
It's more of a house mess, not a house guest.
Hey.
So how long has Cody, your man, and him been best friends?
Oh, God. I mean, before I was in the picture, so, you know.
So you painted the picture. He's somewhat of a slob. We get that. That could be annoying. And he didn't ask you. Your boyfriend kind of allowed him to crash at your house since he was having some problems with his girl. But the most disturbing thing is how he disrespected you in front of your mom.
Yep. He was hitting on my mom. That's a big no. And, like, simultaneously hitting on her and farting in front of her.
Oh, that's
so
disgusting.
You know, this game is pretty disgusting. And Cody just sort of sat there and didn't do anything, and it was just awful. So I'm sorry, but I need revenge.
Now, we talked to you. You say your mom's a good-looking lady. You know, if you got to shoot your shot. Sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle. But
no.
The thing is, your mom is still married to your dad.
Oh, yeah.
So there lies the disrespect.
Yeah. And she's really conservative, and now she thinks I have an open relationship with Cody, and that's not a thing.
If your dad and mom divorce, does Jay have a shot with your mom at all?
Oh, my God. I don't think that Jay has a shot with a raccoon in the garden.
Oh, wow.
You know what? And we're just going to leave it at that because we're not here for Jay. We're here to help you get revenge on your man.
How many seconds we're giving her, Carla?
97.
To coax and convince your man into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way we embarrass him back, okay, Miss Miranda?
Perfect.
Here we go.
Hello?
Oh, my God, babe, it's me. I really need your help.
What's up, babe?
I kind of messed up my car, like, real bad, and I don't know what to do.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean?
I don't know. I got in it, and then, like, it wouldn't start, and I'm, like, seriously having a panic attack right now.
All right, calm down for a second.
No. Do not tell me to calm down. I'm going to be late for work, and I've already been late, like, 3 times this month, and my boss is going to fire me. So, like, please.
Did it click when it didn't turn over at all?
I don't know. Like, nothing's happening. Please, you've got to help me, okay? I don't know how to get to work. I need help.
Sweetheart, it's probably a battery, but, why don't you, tell me where your car is at, and maybe you take a lift.
No, I can't. I can't do that. Remember, I got suspended from that app because my credit card get a good client, and I don't know why, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I'm going to lose my job, and then I can't pay the bills, and I'm never going to get a good reference for another job, like, ever again. Like,
Sweetheart, breathe. I'm here, okay? So,
no, but seriously, like, are you? Like, are you really there for me?
Carla?
Of course, babe.
Okay, but, like, I really need you to, like, help me calm down because I'm going to have a panic attack, okay? So could you please just, like, help me calm down right now?
Yes, I'm right here.
Because I have to call my boss. So can you, like, I don't know, like, do, like, this sweet talk for me, please, so that, like, I can calm down? You know how you do at night?
What?
You know how you, like, sweet talk me at night when I'm, like, having a hard time going to sleep? Can you do that right now so I can calm down and call my boss, like, please?
I don't know what you're talking about, babe.
Yes, you do. You know how you do at night when you pet my head? Like, please, please, Cody, I need to calm down. If I'm going to call my boss,
oh,
down, like,
God.
I'm
babe, I'm at the gym.
I don't care. Please, like, it's the only thing that's going to calm me down, and I need to call my boss. I cannot sound like this when I call my boss.
All right, well, hang on for
please? Please, Cody.
Miranda, this is weird.
I'm begging you, please.
Calm down, babe. Hang on. Slow down. Let me move real quick. I got to get out of this area. Hang on.
Please help, okay?
Calm down.
I'm shaking. I'm going to put my head between
okay. Hang on. Hello, my sweet, sweet baby. I'm going to feel a little song so you feel much better. You get to calm down and breathe. Don't feel bad with you. And when you hear the song and breathe along, Ben?
I felt like he was going to break out to a Somewhere Over the Rainbow song or something. Cody.
Who's this?
Well, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio.
What?
Yeah, you've been cupcake called! Miranda, you want to explain to him what's going on?
Yeah. But you, it had to happen. I mean, after everything that you put me through with Jay and how he talked to my mom and Ina. No,
with Jay?
Sorry, dude, you had to get that happening to you.
Wow.
But your song was really good.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.